Welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily. My name is Aidan Delaney. Coming up, O'Gara takes his booing on the chin. We'll have all the team news ahead of a big weekend of action for the Irish sides in the URC. And Leinster's Croke Park date, much like a Taylor Swift concert, is a sellout. But first, La Rochelle head coach Ronan O'Gara says he takes being booed by Leinster supporters as the ultimate compliment. When the Ireland and Munster legend was shown on the big screen at the Aviva Stadium last Saturday, he was roundly booed by the home fans. But Leinster went on to win the Investec Champions Cup quarter-final by 40 points to 13 and dump out the defending champions. And O'Gara says the frosty reception that he received is just part and parcel of the rivalry between the two clubs.
There wasn't a couple of boos, there was resounding boos, but that's the ultimate compliment, you know? Let's not get sensitive about this. This is what happens when you're playing at the top level for coaching a French team against an Irish team, against a team that we have created an enormous amount of hurt in the last number of years. So that's the minimum. It's okay. That's what happens. I'm not sensitive about that.
Looking to this weekend then, Calvin Nash, Shane Daly and Orgie Snyman are back in the Munster team for tomorrow's URC match at the Bulls. Conor Murray, Alex Kendellan and Jack O'Donoghue also come into the side, with Simon Zebo moving to fullback. It's O'Donoghue's first start for the Reds since New Year's Day, as he edges even closer to the 200 appearances that he wants for his province. Gavin Coombs and Ollie Yeager are named on the bench, the first time the former hasn't started this season, while the latter is back after a spell on the sidelines. Charlie Nuttall makes his long-awaited return for Leinster against the Lions tomorrow afternoon. The centre had been sidelined since December with a calf issue. Kieran Frawley starts again at fullback with Harry Byrne at out half. Dermot Mangan makes his first start in the back row alongside the experience of captain Scott Penny and Max Deegan. There's also a welcome return from injury on the bench for Cormac Foley as well. Finlay Beelam will play his 200th game for Connacht when they host Zebre tomorrow. He's just the seventh player ever to reach that total for the Westerners. And since you're asking, the others are current players Dennis Buckley, Tiernan O'Halloran and Jack Carthy, along with former players John Muldoon, Michael Swift and Kieran Marmion. There's also a first start for Academy graduate Matthew Devine, who's named at scrum half, while his Ballinasloe and Garbally College teammate Shane Jennings lines out at fullback. Tonight, of course, Ulster take on Cardiff. That's at Kingspan Stadium at 7:35. Elsewhere, Connacht lock Dara Murray has been suspended for 3 weeks for a head-high tackle in the Challenge Cup quarter-final against Benetton last weekend. Murray was yellow-carded in the fifth minute of the 39-24 defeat for the tackle that required Ignacio Mendy to leave the field for a HIA. It means the second row will miss tomorrow's game against Zebre, as well as next week's away fixture against the Dragons at Rodney Parade. Should he apply for and successfully complete a World Rugby coaching intervention programme, he'll then be available for selection for the trip to Thomond Park on the 11th of May. Grand Slam winner Fiona Hayes says Ireland head coach Scott Beamond has transformed the culture around the Irish women's team in a short space of time. They head into their Six Nations clash with England this weekend, off the back of a first win in 2 years against Wales last time out. The visitors to Twickenham will be up against it though. They come up against an English side that are on a 27-game winning run in the Championship. But Fiona Hayes says there's far more positive sounds coming out at the camp this year than there were in previous campaigns.
I think it's that culture aspect. Listening to the interviews from the players, knowing a few of them, Dorothy Wall talking this week about him creating like culture, about what it's like, you know, that they're holding, I suppose, the torch for little girls that want to go on and become professional athletes. They've got to get into that environment. They've got to feel it, be it, live in it. And I suppose he's gotten something out of them that we haven't previously seen.
And finally for today, Leinster's Champions Cup Croke Park semi-final date with the Northampton Saints is now a sellout after an astonishing 90-minute sales rush. Over 80,000 tickets have been sold since tickets went on sale on Friday morning for what will be their first appearance at the home of GAA since the epic European semi-final against Munster back in 2009. Yesterday, the Blues announced that they will play further games at the Northside venue, as well as the majority of their matches in the Aviva Stadium, while the RDS undergoes that reconstruction project. And that's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed and keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday free of charge. My name is Aidan Delaney and we'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you this coming Monday. Till then, have a good weekend.